Our speakers on Wednesday afternoon. So our first speaker is Sebastian Nowak from the postdoc at the University of Wrocław, and he's going to talk about kappa deformity.
Thanks. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers for inviting me here. Subject of my talk is kappa deformity theory. Plan of my talk is the following. First, I will introduce deformed algebra of symmetries and related phase time, which is non-commutative. Then I will show how to introduce the action of kappa Poincaré generators in coordinates of quantum space time. I will build differential calculus, introduce primary fields, and at the end I will construct invariant actions for scalar fields. The last point is back to normal, which means that at the end I will back to Minkowski space. This can be done because the space time non-commutativity can be replaced by the appropriate star product of usual Minkowskian coordinates. This means that I can relate the field theory in Minkowski space with some field theory in usual Minkowski. Or in other words, I will show what is the impact of space-time non-commutativity on field theory. The results presented here were achieved in collaboration with Marcin Daszkiewicz from University of Wrocław, Laurent Freyler from Perimeter Institute, and Piotr Kowalski-Zipan from University of Wrocław. Here's the introduction. It is rather introductory because I don't want to speak in details about that special relativity, its history and properties. I would rather give some cue to the listeners on the idea of space non-commutativity, which I think is not very popular. But on the other hand, I wouldn't like to be boring much, so my talk won't contain too many formulas. Okay. Let me start with giving definition. What I understand speaking about W-special relativity. W-special relativity theory is an extension of special relativity based on two principles. First is the relativity principle for inertial observers, and the second is existence of two observer-independent scales. One of them is velocity of light c, as in special relativity. The second scale is the scale of mass kappa, or equivalently, the scale of light. And the second scale is usually identified with the Planck scale. But how to implement these postulates to some physical theory? How to give physical predictions? One possibility is to make use of kappa Poincaré algebra and its structures. This algebra possesses two scale building, and it contains additional structure, which is called coalgebra. This structure allows to build in a constant mathematical way a space-time, which unfortunately is non-commutative. Unfortunately, because the idea to introduce deformed Poincaré algebra was the extension of special relativity on algebraic level, simple by deformation the algebra. The idea is similar, like special relativity is extension of Newtonian relativity, but the idea is rather simple and nice, but unfortunately suffers from difficulties. One of them is space-time non-commutativity. And of course, this is only algebraic extension, but special relativity is only some beautiful conceptual extension of Newtonian relativity. So the idea was to find the same extension, but as I mentioned, some difficulties emerged. Okay. As I told, this structure is Kapp-Poincaré algebra is a Hopf algebra, and so it possesses additional structure, which is called coalgebra. Without such a structure, this algebra is nothing but usual Poincaré algebra. What can be achieved by simple rearrangement of algebraic coordinates? And even if we find such a property for each, there is no deformation in algebraic sector, but the deformation is still in the coalgebra. What is the coalgebra? I think that instructive and simple interpretation is that the main quantities of algebraic quantities such as coproduct and antipod, they may be interpreted as some structure of underlying group. What kind of group is it? I will explain it in next month's parentheses.
Excuse me. What kind of deformations are we talking about here? I mean, there is a class of deformations that are known as classical deformations of the algebras, for which basically you deform the commutators.
Yes, I should explain. We have the Lorentz. Of course, this is the algebra is Hopf algebra, so all polynomials of generators are allowed, but from some physical reasons, we consider only deformation for which Lorentz sector is not deformed, and of course, rotations. Acting on the translations. There is no deformation in this sector because space is isotropic. And deformation appears only in the sector boost momenta. Momenta or translations. I will exchange these names because I will show that momenta. I can give a framework on Kapp-Minkowski for which translations have agent values. Okay. So when I speak momenta, I mean that translation. Okay. How to achieve commutative space time? This is done by finding the dual to the subalgebra of translations. This is a dual in Hopf algebraic sense. And this leads unavoidably to space-time non-commutativity. Mm. this this dual of algebra is called Kappa Minkowski space, and the generators are Hermitian operators satisfying the following relation, and of course the limit Kappa infinity one which is usual Minkowski. And of course, for Kappa Poincaré, in the limit Kappa infinity, we receive usual Poincaré algebra. And plane weights. We can introduce plane weights in a rather simple way. They are the following. Where I chose ordering, because this coordinate do not commute, and so some ordering must be chosen. I chose all its zero shift is derived. And so I mentioned about the interpretation of coproduct as some structure of underlying group, and so this plane weights form a Lie group with the composition law, which is just the coproduct for momenta, and because coordinates Kappa Minkowski are Hermitian, so the Hermitian plane wave, conjugated plane wave, is just inverse element, which can be expressed with the help of the antipod. The antipod is sometimes called the generalized minus. Why? Because in Kappa infinity we receive usual minus. And so the coproduct is sometimes called generalized plus, because in Kappa infinity we introduce usual addition of momenta.
It's not commutative, the addition of
momentum. Yes, for the time being, yes.
And what happens if you put three of these guys?
I will explain it. The whole structure has a nice group theoretical interpretation. Namely, the group of plane waves is just a subgroup of this whole group, and momenta are just coordinates of the Sitter space with the radius kappa. So this deformation parameter has its interpretation as the radius of the Sitter space. And of course, for such group composition, we can introduce the action of the group is one-three on the plane waves. This means that the action of Lorentz generators on momenta, which reveal the structure of the Poincaré.
How do you get the algebra structure back if you're describing this now in terms of a classical group?
Okay, so the algebra is encoded in the group element composition. For instance, for the subgroup of plane waves, we have the composition of two plane waves. And there is some interpretation for the coproduct of rules and notations.
So, okay, from what I know, basically, Kappa Poincaré is obtained by contraction of the quantum deformation of
here by contraction, I receive usual Poincaré algebra group.
Yeah, so from what I know, from my limited knowledge of Kappa Poincaré, I know that it's derived from the contraction of a quantum deformation of the Emerson blocking algebra of the Sitter algebra.
Yes.
So you basically, if this is true, so this means that basically you have some non-trivial isomorphism between SO14 and a contraction of a quantum deformed algebra, blocking algebra?
Yes, it must be, because I can show that group structure is equivalent to Kappa Poincaré algebra, and Kappa Poincaré is achieved by contraction, so these two things must be equivalent. But the contraction is The conduction is the quantum algebra, not usual.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it must be a non-trivial relation between a classical object like SO14 and the quantum algebra and stuff.
But remember that you are doing contraction, so you lost some structure.
Okay.
Okay. What is the interpretation of the curved space of momenta? Usually, it is spoken. It is given that this reflects the formed addition of momenta of two particle system. But I don't know if it's proper because. For two non-interactive particles, there seems not to be any reason for deforming the additional, for deforming the total momentum of the. I think that this might be interpreted as some quantity conserved during the interaction of particles, because that. In field theory, the addition of momenta is just to the conservation law, to the delta function. So this is the addition of momenta, and I think that this can be interpreted as the form additional momenta, and I will try to show it. And there is one more thing. We don't have any operational. Because we don't have the classical spacetime, we don't have any operational definition of momenta. We start from algebra of translations and Lorentz generators, and so we cannot give some operational definition of momenta. And there's a problem which coordinates of the physical space. A physical momentum. And again, I think that I will try to show it. This requires to construct some field theory. Action of Poincaré algebra on quantum spacetime is simple. It's an usual Lorentz action. But this is non-trivial when the action is applied to the product of coordinates. This is understood easily when we recall that spacetime coordinates do not commute. And so the Leibniz rule cannot be applied. The Leibniz rule is replaced by the coproduct one. And of course, for rotations, when the coproduct is trivial means that this is 1 times n plus n times 1. Then we have the usual Leibniz rule. But for instance, for boost, this is not true. And applying this formula step by step to the plane wave, we find the explicit form of the generators of Kappa Poincaré algebra. But here we introduce the operator the hat, which produces, which is, of course, momenta acts as the usual derivative. But here I introduce the covariant derivative. Why do I call it covariant? Because I can show that these generators are just satisfy the relation of Poincaré algebra. They are just a representation of Poincaré algebra acting on the form of non-commutative planes. Okay, what is exactly this quantity? This is defined the way that acting on the plane wave, this produces some functions which have the form, which are related with the k variables the following way. Okay. I show the form of them because I will be using them now. Now I will introduce the covariate differential calculus. A simple way to find the differential is just taking account the conditions that we require from the rate. First is of course the Leibniz rule. The Leibniz rule of course leads to some, say, not specified yet, non-commutativity between coordinates and the value one force. And the third requirement is covariance. Covariance
at the action of the normal order in here.
The ordering is I will be using the same ordering to my talk. This is all in cell shifted to the right. All x0 operators shifted to the right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do I think about it? According to this formula, we can generalize the action of coordinates to the action on basic one poles by the simple. Suppose this is x, x, dy. So the action is that this is the same, but here is x acting on y, but here this is the differential. Okay, and I require that the action of Lorentz algebra on this one comes is covariate. So these three conditions lead to the following space of one point, which is of course if not of course but unexpectedly it is five dimensional.
So what's the action of one forms on the coordinates and vice versa?
Excuse me.
I understand in which way is this commutator defined. So you have one forms on one side, and then you have.
When I apply Leibniz rule, and then using these relations, I will shift all differentials to the left. And this produces new function, which I call the covariate derivative. So this is the same derivative as introduced earlier. Okay. So the conclusion is that in a non-contact spacetime, the differential calculus is five-dimensional. Okay. I have the action of Poincaré generators on plane waves, so I can. Following the classical case, introduce transformation of the. Of course, this is normal ordered function, and the transformation is the following. There is the functional change. This is usual transformation in Minkowski space, but of course, I don't have something like x prime because the coordinates are operators. And so I replace the coordinate change of function with the operator, which is the same like for a commutative case. The definition of scalar field is the same. This is the transformation of Poincaré transformation of scalar field is. So the transformation of scalar field is zero, and so the functional change is the minus the change of coordinates. Fields. I can introduce fields in a rather simple way. They are just Fourier transforms. And I have conjugation, and so I can introduce conjugated field. And so having fields, I can introduce the invariance action for scalar fields. This invariance can be shown. And of course, with the help of definition of integration. The definition is through the delta function. Because I work with Fourier transforms, this is sufficient to describe the integration on the quantity space and the help of delta. And of course, I can show that this action is indeed invariant by taking out the delta and inserting appropriate generators and then integrating. And this will give the action is invariant. OK, let's summarize. Mathematically, this structure is consistent. We have fields, we have differential calculus. Transformations and invariant field action, but how to introduce some physical quantities, how to rebuild the notion of space and time. Okay, this was titled "Back to Normal," which means back to Minkowski, and the idea is that the space non-commutativity can be replaced by called star product of two usual coordinated Minkowski space. Having such a equivalence, I can shift fields from Kapunikowski to Minkowski and all the structure. And then having some field theory on Minkowski, I can find concept charges, and but as we explained, this field theory is not very simple because it contains higher order derivatives. Okay, how can I relate? What is the link between these two spaces? I can introduce a linear operator, linear map, which I called W. This map relates non-commutative plane waves with the usual one in Minkowski space, where p mu are not yet a specified function, but if we demand that covariant derivative on the commutative spacetime is just the usual one in commutative, we specify this function to be p, which I introduced earlier.
So this is just a wild map, basically mapping
the. Yes, but I don't call it wild because, as I know, the wild map it was the map of canonical coordinates. So this I call generalized.
Yeah, but usually the wild map acts only on the so yeah.
So but okay, we can call it wild map.
Yeah, well I understand. Well, it's the p mu of k. I mean, so why you want?
I can choose whatever map I want. I can relate with k some functions of k.
Yeah, but so I thought the map was acting on the coordinates. Mapping non-commuting coordinates to commuting ones.
I will show
you. The commuting one.
Okay, here we have. Here we have the map of on the derivative. And so what does this map do? Of course, we can map the product of plane waves, which leads to some operator of the usual of the map plane waves on the Minkowski space. And this product is, of course, related to, because the left hand side can be expressed in the following way. And so this star reflects the group like addition of momenta. Okay, but using such identity, I can put this operator into the differential form, and then I can forget about plane waves and Fourier transforms, and I can generalize this operator to the arbitrary functions. This seems to be consistent because where you compute such a quantity which is mapped commutator, I will find that this is consistent. But if I would like to give the exact form of this operator, I decided not to do that because this is rather complicated. And this could be boring much. So. And of course, as I mentioned, it will lead to, if we of course map the actions on the Minkowski, this will lead to the Lagrangian with higher order derivatives.
Have you found that Lagrangian? You got an expression for that Lagrangian?
Yes, I will show you. This is simple, just replace the product of fields by the star. Mm-hmm. But of course, the star contains.
So the star is basically shortened.
Yeah, this acts on both sides and with high order derivatives and contains. It depends on space time coordinates. So. This is rather complicated, but
depends on space time coordinates.
Yeah. Okay, I can map the generator to Minkowski, and of course I will receive the usual generators of Poincaré algebra. And so. So I have quite a simple picture. I have usual algebra of symmetries, but of course the field action is rather complicated. It's just a default. Okay, here is the action. As I told, it's just replaces the product by the star.
It does not depend.
As I told, this operator contains axes.
Yeah, but then you get rid of them once you. So is the expression below?
Yes, but this is. I will explain. Okay, to simplify the problem, I can again use Fourier transforms. And so, integrating them. I will find some expression in momentum space, and which is equivalent to such action. I mean that these two lead to the same action in momentum space.
Okay, so the things which depend on x mu, you can integrate by parts and get rid of them.
Yes, but if you integrate by part, you have give some conditions on functions. So that they disappear in infinity, but here there will be some higher order derivatives, and so it's not so obvious. Of course, such a such functions exist, and there are polynomial Fourier transforms. So I can show that this is some.
Because the thing upstairs does look like it's a Lagrangian which depends on space time, on XB.
Mm-hmm. I will show you later that this operator depends on space time coordinates. Okay, but the whole thing simplifies for Fourier transforms, and I receive the following actions, which of where this should be had here, but this is the covariant derivative I introduced earlier. But this because we are on the sitter, we can express this derivative by the box by the zero and VE derivative. Okay, so this operator is defined in the following way. And this Lagrangian is obviously invariant under Poincaré transformations because it contains box of wave. So it's invariant.
I'm sorry to insist about this. So you're saying that basically you have these symmetries, but only if you have two plane waves?
Do you mean if there are symmetries here?
No, the symmetries you find, space time symmetries.
Yes, it's Poincaré algebra symmetries. I found the algebra symmetries on.
I mean symmetries of the Lagrangian. I'm saying to be basic, it looks like it's only
here,
the fields are playing.
The symmetries here are the symmetries of the action. But when I put it in such a form, the Lagrangian is symmetric.
When you go from the first one to the second, what assumptions do you make? Is it that the fields are
pure? These two guys are equivalent, are the same in the momentum space. After integrating the Fourier transforms, I will find that.
This is an equality. So
yeah.
The first line is equal to the second.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll
in momentum space, in momentum space, you will give the same.
In momentum space.
No, just
for pure plane
waves. For Fourier transforms, as I told you. I think I take P to be the Fourier transform. And so I insert this into the action, then I integrate.
I guess what you mean is that if you forget boundary terms, then they're the same.
Oh, yeah, this is the same. Yeah.
So then what's the role of Fourier transform?
No, it's just the reason.
They're the same. Yes. So they are the same up to boundary terms.
Yes.
They're the same action.
For Fourier transforms, but yes. Not for arbitrary functions.
No, listen, that was my question.
Okay.
So basically, for a general function, it is not true.
Yeah, this for general areas. You must give some.
So these five are the same objects, upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah, for Fourier transforms they are the same, but not generally.
I mean, when downstairs has to be Fourier transform, when upstairs.
Of course, under some conditions for on phi. Which allows to get rid of the boundary terms. These are equivalent. The Fourier transform is an example that such a function exists, that I can do, that I can integrate by part, I can put it in the following form. So, okay, let's pay our attention to the Fourier transforms and to such a Lagrangian. This Lagrangian, I put it this in this form, but I of course could take this operator, take the square root, and to give it here and here. This is an arbitrary operation. And so, I can say that. This Lagrangian is just equivalent to the Lagrangian of free particle by simple Riskalnikov field. And so, what I have for free particle, I choose such a mapping W that there is no there is no deformation. So I think that physically it seems acceptable.
But that's exactly the point where this step is very important. You made already an assumption.
Which step?
Well, step from going from the full theory to one which only accepts Fourier transforms.
Okay, I don't have the full theory. So that's why I focus my attention on Fourier transforms, to give some predictions, to see what's going on.
But your theory is not quantized. Just passive, yeah. You mean free field, yeah. Then not
part. But also that
we're going to have particles.
I mean, if this were true, then any higher order derivative theory would be equivalent to the normal quadratic theory, which is not true.
Not all. Some special theory. It's some special operator. The star operator. This is equivalent, but not each theory can be put into this form. This is a special theory because of the underlying Kappa-Poincaré structure. So this structure of Kappa-Poincaré that led us to this.
It doesn't sound believable because it looks like you have an action, okay, something is, forget about Fourier transform.
Okay.
And at some stage, you could actually use Euler's theory to find what is the team you need. And then identify the P, and what is
it? I can introduce another currents and charges, but they are too complicated.
And then you'd find that those guys are deformed.
There is to appear a paper by Laurent Freidel and Pierre Kowalski-Glickman in that there will be another current contact there. So I didn't want to speak about it because they contain some complicated formulas. So I don't want to bore everybody. But you can read this paper and you will know that you can find out. Of course, I can show.
It's a little formula, but it's really the obvious definition.
I can show after my talk how to find the net curve. Okay? In general, for general functions. Okay.
What you're saying, so go back, you look at the action, you look at the neutral charge, and you're claiming the amount of deform. So I guess that's what you're answering.
Yeah, that was the question.
Yeah.
I think the form will not answer you in that way.
Okay.
You see?
Let me go further. Okay. And let me give some, of course, predictions or expectations about the interaction picture. I can introduce, for simplicity, the Riemann field, and then I can import the lambda for T4 interaction term from Kappa-Minkowski. As I told, the product is just replaced by star product. And again, using Fourier transforms, I can put it into the following form, but this term produces, of course, this produces such an exponent, such a function, which leads after integration delta to such an expression in momentum space. But this is just introduced the form addition of momenta. And so, in this picture, I can say that there is some quantity conserved, so of course this is not strict because I don't have quantum field theory, but this is some alternative prediction.
And that changes if you make a permutation of
this. Okay. This is of course symmetric. Why? Because this is integration over P1, P2, P3, and P4. So I can rename the names of, for instance, 1, P2. These are usual numbers because this is in the momentum space. So I can change the place of them. But of course, this was Okay, and so the index 2 replaces what the index 1.
Yeah,
and
but so they are saying equal. That then K1, K2 is different from K2, K1. That's not
yes, but this is of course symmetric. As I told, I can rename the names of Q1 and Q2, Q3, and Q4. Because it's integration over these
yeah, quantities. I guess you get some factors out, so they're going to measure. So if you have some measures that we can absorb that. So you have
but get some. But, metric. Maybe. But I don't think so, that there will be some metric that would break this thing. But okay, I say that this may lead to such a defense conservation law. But of course, to give some strict predictions, we need the quantum field theory. Introduce states, substrate interaction. But the most important observation is that the non-commutativity of space-time has an impact on free particles. And this is the interaction which is deformed. Okay. Why to build such deformed theories? This was first done by Giovanni Avellino Cameria, but he proposed such theory to explain the possible GDK cutoff violation. So this may be physical motivation for building such theory with deformation. But of course, the curved momentum, space appears also in the quantization of point particle. For instance, there is a paper by Marshall and Wayne, where momenta are antidesiteric. Okay, I think that I will end with this.
Are there more questions? William?
A quite general question. How do you think this relates to Bornfeld type theories? So Kappa Minkowski versus Bornfeld type.
Well, I don't know.
Because they both have a fundamental, well, kind of a Lorentz invariant fundamental length skill in them.
I don't know. I didn't consider this in the direction. I can tell.
Okay, but it would be nice because it's kind of, well, people from the more extreme
side. Yes, but this results are rather new, and so I don't have any relations such as you are saying. I don't know, maybe it's good to search for such a relation.
This is another general question. So if at the end of the day, make anything physical, another current, you have to go to usual commutative space. Why don't you just start in commutative space with higher order derivative?
What Lagrangian should I take? Can you tell me?
Anything
okay. But I postulate that this Lagrangian is caused by the space time commutative. This is non-Lagrangian. And I can show that the action is invariant. Because my tool is the non-commutative space.
So you're saying so the thing you get is you end up with a specific Lagrangian instead of a general Lagrangian.
This is not specific Lagrangian, yeah.
But you would, okay, suppose that the thing which fits the GZ.
Okay, this Lagrangian reflects, the circle that reflects, it contains the coproduct of momenta.
Okay, but suppose I actually measure the experimental dispersion relations. They will not lose models.
How to measure experimental? Mm-hmm. First of all, you have to.
No. Suppose you do. Then the question is.
Okay, what is the measuring of P? Okay. For instance, you have a particle in accelerator, and of course, you must know what's the gap between P and electromagnetic field. And so if you have it, for instance, let us see the usual coupling. So you can measure P by measuring the fields.
But my question is, suppose you actually measure something which is not this stuff, what you predict here. Then in that sense, this theory is falsified in the sense that it only predicts one Lagrangian, one higher order derivative Lagrangian. Whereas, you know, my approach could be different. You have a general higher order derivative theory. You could, in principle, formulate more general things.
Okay.
So
you can have some other approach, but
yeah.
My starting point was a little different.
Sabine?
I have another general question about the last thing that you mentioned with the GCK color. So I get easily confused by the topic because some people have a modification of the cutoff, some don't. Some have a modification, but even if there is one, it goes into the wrong direction. So I'm wondering what's the status of this?
Yeah, I propose not to deform the speed of light or the dispersion relation. I propose to deform the conservation law during the interaction. Okay, this is my point.
That doesn't really answer my question. So, is there a threshold correction, and if so, in which direction?
Do you mean that measurement that you're asking about the experiment? If it confirms the violation or not? Yeah. It seems to be violated, but it's not obvious yet.
I mean, I guess she's saying your model, does your model predict the violation of the threshold, and if yes, in which direction? I mean, is the right direction?
I don't have a consistent quantum field, so I can answer this question. Yes.
That's really basically at the end of the day.
Yes, I gave some reason why to search such theories with the form conservation law.
For this stuff, using this trick to consider. But
yeah.
Second, because when people just introduce higher derivatives, they really don't know exactly what they're doing, what non-commutativity they're introducing.
Well, what do you gain from that? And if I think of the day, we need to go to community of space.
Yes. No, I mean, the point, my question was something that would go beyond that. Because when people introduce the star product by just having this operator that has left and right side derivatives, and they have a time-like non-commutativity, then they very generally get problems with unitarity. Do you expect this to?
I don't know it because I don't have a quantum theory. This is under investigation, so I can tell you what's in there.
This looks so much just like notation. It doesn't seem to be solving any of the problem. The higher than derivative theories already there. Which is what you asked
me. Yeah, but I mean, sometimes it is really that you. I mean, for example, it's like how you get rid of the higher derivatives in the quadratic with the point of the dimension.
So we're going for.
Something that you want to do.
Do we have time for one last question?
I'm not happy if there's enough questions to give the last question. But the thing that confuses me is you keep saying I don't have a final theory, but if you, what you wrote down was classical magnified point theory and not commutative geometry.
Yes.
And at the classical levels should be sufficient to address questions like what are thresholds in the loop or whether the dynamic tends to be the flooding, because there are not actually H bars in those effects. So it seems like you're not doing quantum electrodynamics, but at the level of magnified flow theory, you should be able to agree. Or
yes, I think you're right. I think that the quantum theory should be, if it's of course a possible time, then I can ask the question. I can interpret.
Okay, now do I get a second question?
Sure.
Good question. Why don't you have a quantum theory? That is, again, just from that point, why can't I take your papers, a propagator and a vertex, and start doing final perturbation theory?
This is under investigation. There are some fresh results. So this is going to be done, but I don't have it yet.
Let's thank the speaker again.